This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy 94.9. Woof. Grr. This is The Woods.
Grr. You're on The Woods. It's Thursday night and you're listening to Joy 94.9. This is Robbie the Work Experience Cub and I am joined tonight by Beck Hurst-Dean. How are you going, Dean?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Good. It should be mentioned that this is The Woods because we just lost our intro.
I hit the green button, not the red button.
Don't hit the green.
So what is The Woods? The Woods is
red
joy
for
show,
go, green for stop.
Joy show for bears and the bear community.
And the bear communities. Bear admirers.
Bear curious folk. Anyone who wants to listen, we're here for you.
We are. We're also joined by Just James tonight.
Hi, Robbie. James. How are you?
I'm good, thanks, mate.
So we lost a button? Oh, no. we're doing chocolate, right?
We're doing chocolate.
And that was a band called The 1975, and the song was called, guess what?
Chocolate.
It was indeed. Yay.
Why are we doing chocolate?
Because bears like chocolate.
Bears like chocolate.
We like chocolate. I love chocolate.
I ate, I reckon, about a kilo of chocolate today. Can you tell?
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
No, I didn't want to say anything. It's a bit awkward. But, yeah.
Of course, we are joined by somebody else in the studio tonight.
Are we?
We are.
Who is that over there?
Fabulous Patrick, Mr. Vic Bears himself.
Hello, how are you?
Hello, hello, hello.
And I love chocolate.
I bet you do.
Yes, I do. And I love also to push the buttons.
Back off, they're my buttons.
No pushing buttons tonight.
You've been pushing James's buttons since you got here.
Oh, yeah. Well, with all my chocolate stories.
Now, Patrick, you're here for a number of reasons, of course. Also, you are a fabulous pastry chef.
I am a
pastry
chef.
So you know a thing or two about chocolate, don't you?
Yeah, well, I got very well trained in Austria as a pastry chef and chef. So I made my training as a pastry chef for 3 years, and then I was about another 5 years in my coffee shop where I worked, in especially for chocolate. So we made a lot of chocolate things, especially now to the Easter time. We made chocolate bunnies, we made chocolate lambs, and we made chocolate eggs filled with pralines.
Now, being a nearly vegan, I love the idea of chocolate lambs and chocolate rabbits. And,
well, as a New Zealander, yeah. You love chocolate sheep, I imagine.
No sheep.
So what is a chocolate lamb? Is it?
Well, a chocolate lamb, it's a little bit Austrian story and very religious, because that was a little bit for the Catholic Church about the lamb from God, you know, the last dinner and this stuff. So, and they just said, you know, we don't want meat, we want chocolate. So the pastry chefs in Austria thought that could be a good, you know, it could make good money, so we made it out of chocolate.
So it's like a chocolate bunny, but it's a chocolate
lamb. Yeah, exactly. We make also like chocolate chooks and everything. So, yeah, people like everything out of chocolate, but for Easter we have to stay a little bit with lamb and bunnies and with chooks and what else we make?
Well, eggs, you do the eggs?
Eggs, yeah, the eggs. Yeah, that's just chocolate eggs. We are filled with different kind of pralines, with ganache or with marzipan, and very delicious, yeah.
Is ganache different to chocolate?
Well, ganache is actually a praline filling, which is one part of cream and one part of chocolate, and then you can add some spirits in it or with flavors or whatever you want, actually. But you need a proper recipe that it's not too runny, otherwise you fill the chocolate eggs with the ganache, and when you bite in, just the whole liquid comes out. It should be a settled texture.
Actually, where I work, they've got a little van that does coffee. And they've introduced donuts to their menu, and they've got this donut filled with ganache.
Yeah.
And it just looks like it's full of cholesterol and fatty stuff, but it looks delicious.
It is. It's a very nice kind of what you can make out of chocolate. But there are many things what you can make out of chocolate.
I think we're seriously at risk of drooling our way around the studio tonight. My mouth's watering already.
So if you have a question, if you're listening into this and you have a question for Patrick.
Or a recipe
about chocolate or ganache or praline or anything chocolatey and gooey and good, you could text in on 0427JOY949 or you can email onair@joy.org.au.
I've got a question for you, Patrick. Why, of all the things that you could have been when you trained as a chef and a pastry chef, why did you choose to be a pastry chef? What was it that was special about that?
Well, I love chocolate. And, well, you know, if you love something, you look that you can get very close to it. Mm-hmm. So I decided to be a pastry chef chocolate. And, you know, the thing is, when I started to actually look how the job works and this stuff, underneath from the oven, we have a room which is always permanently about 40 degrees. And we have big boxes, aluminium boxes in it, filled with chocolate, milk chocolate, dark chocolate.
Doesn't it melt?
And it's soft chocolate, and you can use it the whole day. And I'm not talking about just a liter. That's about 20 liter of chocolate, which we have always permanently available. You can use it. You just put the strawberries on a stick and put them in, and you have chocolate fondue.
There'd be a serious. You know, I remember a relative working in an English chocolate biscuit factory, and when they started, one of the things that they did with all of the employees was they, you know how there'd be this kind of, you'd imagine that people would be afraid of being caught eating the samples. Well, what they did was they actually told everybody, do your worst. you know, on your first day, on your first week, or even your first month.
Just dive on into the chocolate.
They said free open slather, you freely help yourself.
Yeah.
And within a day, 2 days, most people had pigged out to the point of, and apparently it never went more than, my auntie, I remember telling me, it never went more than 2 days that anybody would pig out. I imagine it would be something similar, wouldn't it, Patrick?
No.
No?
Everyone told me this as well. From professionals, they say to me, yeah, Patrick, if you start to work in this business, after a few days, after a few weeks, you won't eat anymore.
Yeah.
I couldn't stop.
And you're still doing it.
And I have to say, I love to eat a lot of chocolate. And after work, I have to say, I can't wait to get a good big piece of meat or some, you know, well, because I just need something different.
Oh, so something savory.
Yeah, savory. Sorry.
Oh, so sweet. Just to
yeah,
be clear.
Some savory, yeah, because of always just chocolate is not good. You just can't eat the whole day just chocolate or sweets.
How much chocolate have you eaten today?
About 3 bunnies from Coles. And that's, if my boss will hear that, he will tell me off, because he always said, you're not allowed to eat cheap chocolate. You always should have the proper chocolate, the good chocolate.
Only the best for our Patrick.
Yeah.
And how much have you eaten today, Robbie?
Oh, at least a kilo, I would say.
A kilo of
and
chocolate.
And I'll continue doing that over the next few days. And I don't even like chocolate very much.
Oh, come on.
I
how
don't, but
not?
This time of year, chocolate. I just get caught, bit by the bug.
How come you don't like chocolate, but I can see chocolate remnants around your mouth?
Oh, dear.
What about you, Gene? How much chocolate have you had today?
I must admit, I'm more savoury than sweet. My partner, Anthony, he loves the chocolate.
Yeah.
But me, I'm more into yeah, savoury stuff. So for me, if I do have chocolate, I like the really bitter dark chocolate.
Yeah, dark chocolate. Yeah, yeah. Is nobody going to ask me how much I've had?
So, James, tell me, how much chocolate have you had?
Absolutely none.
Well, why is that?
I don't know. It just doesn't figure. I love it. I really do love it. And recently in here in the studio, someone gave me, you know those golden chocolate balls that come down. I can't remember their name from the.
Oh, like with hazelnutty.
What are they called?
Ferrero Rocher.
That's it. Someone gave me a rabbit, a Ferrero Rocher rabbit, think it may have been for Easter. I ate the whole thing in one sitting.
You inhaled it.
I kind of hoovered it up and almost. Well, I won't tell you how it affected me, but it wasn't pleasant.
That sounds like a great story.
So back to you and your career as a pastry chef. What's the most kind of exciting thing you've made?
Oh, there are many things, but one of the very exciting things I made was for a friend from London, Natalie. I made a chocolate high heel. She loves high heels, so I surprised her when I went to London with a size 38 chocolate
no,
high
that's
heel.
Huge.
She could actually wear it. Yeah, she has good for a woman, big feet.
Feet.
Yeah.
Fantastic, Patrick. Clearly. We'll be back with more great stories of all your pastry chef experiences. You're on the Woods on Joy 94.9.
Having difficulty with issues surrounding sexuality? Coming Out Australia is an organisation supporting people with coming out issues. Coming Out Australia holds workshops and individual support with life coaching whilst providing information of other organisations who also assist in coming out. For more information, visit comingout.com.au.
Freedom to Be's mission is to save lives, prevent harm, and empower LGBT people from Christian backgrounds through reconciliation of their sexuality, gender identity, and their faith. Freedom to Be isn't a Christian organisation or church, but a network of people helping each other through issues associated with religion and beliefs. For details of their monthly meetings and more info, visit freedomtobe.org.
If you have a problem with drugs, Narcotics Anonymous can help. NA are a fellowship of men and women for whom drugs have become a major problem, who now meet regularly to help each other stay clean. For more details on Narcotics Anonymous, call 9525 2833 or online at na.org.au.
Joy's Taste of Radio course means connecting with community, fun and learning about radio. Our community is made up of passionate people from all walks of life, and Joy 94.9 wants you to represent your community. Get involved with our Taste of Radio course today.
Our Tuesday evening classes across April, May are now full. Due to popular demand, applications are now open for our Thursday evening classes in April, May. Book now. Visit joy.org.au for more details. joy.org.au.
To 2 tablespoons of cinnamon and 2 or 3 egg whites. A half a stick of butter melted. Stick it all in a bowl, baby. Stir it with a wooden spoon. Mix in a cup of flour. You'll be in heaven soon. Say, everybody, have you seen my balls? They're big and salty and brown. If you ever need a quick pick-me-up, just stick my balls in your mouth. Ooh, suck on my chocolate salted balls. Stick them in your mouth and suck them. Suck on my chocolate salted balls. They're packed full of vitamins and good for you. So suck on my balls. Quarter cup of unsweetened chocolate and a half a cup of brandy. Then throw in a bag or two of sugar and just a pinch of vanilla. Breathe up the cookie sheet, 'cause I hate when my balls stick. Then preheat the oven to 350 and give the spoon a have you seen my balls? They're big and salty and brown. If you ever need a quick pick-me-up, just stick my balls in your mouth. Suck on my chocolate salted balls. Put them in your mouth and suck them. Suck on my chocolate salted balls. They're packed full of goodness, high in fiber. Suck on my balls. Hey, wait a minute. What's that smell? Smell like something burning. Well, that don't confront me now. Long as I get my rent paid on Friday. Baby, you better get back in the kitchen. 'Cause I got a sneaking suspicion. Oh, man, baby. Baby, you just burned my bowl!
For all things bear, cub, otter, or wolf, and any other woodland creature, The Woods on Joy 94.9.
You're listening to The Woods on Joy 94.9. I'm Just James, here with Bear Curious Dean.
Hello.
And work experience cub Robbie.
Sorry, I was just eating some chocolate.
And the deliciously sugary, he asked me to say single, happy pastry chef Patrick Gerber, who we all know as Mr. Vic Bear's 2016, talking all things chocolate.
What was that song?
That song.
Was it a bit naughty?
It was a bit naughty. A bit risque and a bit chocolatey, but yeah. It was Isaac Hayes and a song called Chocolate Salty Balls.
Well, there you go.
Have you ever made any chocolate salty balls, Patrick?
No, I never.
What's the rudest thing you've made? Have you been? You said you've made heels.
Yeah, I made
what
heels.
What else have you made?
I never made body parts.
Body parts? No body parts?
No body parts, no.
Oh, right, you
what's
know
the heel? What? You, heels? You made heels?
What? I made high heels, yes, out of chocolate.
Chocolate high heels?
Yes, for my friend Natalie in London, yes. And they actually would fit her, but she was too heavy. And also too hot.
I was going to say they would melt eventually.
Yeah.
They would
melt. Chocolate between your toes.
But we were having a conversation off air.
You can do something with that if you have fantasies.
We were having let's follow up on that, because we were having a conversation with you off air earlier about maybe making something to auction for Joy. How about we get you on a body part?
Well, if the people want and donate a lot, no problem.
I reckon you'd make a pretty impressive wrist.
Yeah, but I need also a model for that. If I have a model for it.
I think James is volunteering.
Okay.
It sounds like it.
Perfect, yeah.
He can chop
but it can also be a woman part, so I don't mind.
I can't help you there.
depends who donated the most. Yeah, exactly. So if you are out there who wants something out of chocolate, milk chocolate, dark chocolate, with nuts, with popcorn.
But not white chocolate, because white chocolate doesn't count.
Well, now white chocolate doesn't count. It's not really real.
No, it's not, is it?
Until all of a sudden this has turned into an X-rated, non-family kind of show, talking about making body parts out of chocolate. Who knew we were going there tonight?
Yeah, actually, I thought we'd just talk about Easter products.
Indeed.
Now, Patrick, you are obviously from Austria. We can tell from the accent.
Yeah.
Tell us about growing up in Austria. What was Easter like in Austria? What are the traditions? How is it different?
I have to say it's actually very, very beautiful. And I was very lucky because my mom, she spoiled us, all of my brothers and me. And what we got always was a lot of chocolate. But what was very important for my family and also from the most Austrians, that we have very good quality of chocolate. So we mostly got not Aldi chocolate or anything. We got really good chocolates from pastry chefs, for patissiers, chocolatiers. And my mom always looked that we have French, Belgian or even Italian chocolate because that's the best.
Why did you said before? You said earlier that Italian chocolate special. Why? What's so special about it?
That's my favorite chocolate.
How is it different?
Well, it's you can't. Every chocolate is good if it's your taste, but my preference are more Italian chocolate because it's more smoother and it's when you bite into the chocolate bar or into the chocolate rabbit, you hear a click.
The lamb,
it's very. And that's what have to be. And then if you have it on your tongue, it have to melt very softly and gentle. It's like, it's like a wine tasting. Right. Chocolate is not just something which you eat for hunger. It's to enjoy. And everyone has a different taste. And if you have the right chocolate which fits you and you like, then you have the perfect chocolate. And you have to try.
Are there special skills? Like, we know chefs learn the tricks of the trade. Are there special things that you've had to learn, or can you develop your own style? How does it work?
Yeah, well, the thing is, it's actually a hard training to work with chocolate because you need to know things and you need special skills, and also you have to be creative. But if you really have passion for something, you can actually do it pretty well. But there are things like, you can't just melt chocolate and make something. Mm. You have to temperate it. And that means you have to melt first the chocolate, then let it cool down till nearly it gets hard again, and then warm it up to, depends about which chocolate, milk chocolate or dark chocolate, to 32 to 33 degrees. Mm. And you don't have a
thermometer.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. The pastry chefs always use the underlip for it. Because even a woman who has a baby always tries the milk on the lips because there you have the most sensitive nerves, which you actually... And you have to train this, that you exactly have the right temperature for the chocolate. Otherwise, it could be that chocolate gets grey or it can't get proper hard again.
Right.
So you've trained your lips on hot chocolate.
Yeah. Ah. So... I have some skills with it, yeah.
We've all had chocolate that's been, you open it and it's got grey streaks or, what is that? What's that actually, what's happened to the chocolate when it goes a funny colour?
Well, that's because of temperation. If you have a chocolate at home, and especially in Australia, it's so hot here, and when you have the chocolate permanently in a different kind of temperation.
So it changes
and that's because of the cacao butter, which is in, or the fat which is in it, because it just goes out of the texture and comes up, and that's where the color is. It doesn't mean it's not anymore good. It's just, the temperation just went mixed up, and then you have the fat on the top.
So if I leave my chocolate bar in the car or in my pocket and it melts, and then I put it in the fridge and make it go firm again, is it okay to eat, or is it?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You can eat it. It just, it doesn't look anymore so good because
you eat with your eyes shut.
Yeah, if you look at the chocolate who is proper, worked out and in a proper form, if you put it out of the form, which we have the mold forms, it should be shiny and a beautiful, even color. If a dark chocolates have to be beautiful black, without any scratches or without any different colors, like a little gray shimmer or something, it should be beautiful even.
He's making it sound so intricate and so complicated. There's drooling going on all around the studio.
I just hope always that people understand what I say.
Absolutely. Did I say chocolate again?
Chocolate.
And chocolatier?
Patisserie. Chocolatier.
Oh, yeah. Sit and listen to Patrick talk.
I understand it very well.
It's really nice to know that all those times I've eaten my grey chocolate, regardless, because I just cannot not. It's nice to know
I'm not still sitting there in a lump.
So were there any other peculiar, were there any other kind of special things about Easter?
Yeah, we got a lot of gifts, different gifts, you know, toys. And I got always the dolls, which my dad was not always very happy with it. He thought I should play with the and my mom said, well, if he want to do the hairs on the dolls and Barbies, he should play with Barbies. So,
oh, so yes, you got like toys for Easter, not just Christmas.
Yeah, wow. It's, well, actually Easter is more important than Christmas, because actually for religion sign, because Jesus actually died. So there's a thing, but I just enjoyed it because of the toys.
Because it's springtime in Austria as well.
Oh, yeah, so. It's spring, but because I grew up in the mountains, so we still had always snow, and I have to say it was always difficult to find all the eggs during our meter snow, underneath a meter snow.
Oh, so you have like an Easter egg hunt.
We have snow. This as well. Yeah. Well, we get a little Easter nest, and that's filled with different chocolate bunnies and with gummy bears and with eggs. And also what I want to tell you about the Italian chocolate eggs, which are filled with marzipan, with a different kind of flavors, beautiful. And my mom always hide them, and sometimes I always say to her, I hope the Easter Bunny makes it this year very difficult for me, because I really want to find the Easter nest in a difficult place. And once I actually cried because she made it so difficult that I couldn't find it.
Oh,
and that was
she took you at your word.
Yeah, she did actually after.
And made you work for your Easter eggs.
Yeah, exactly. But after everyone else found it except me, I just had enough. And I just convinced her with the tears.
Oh. Yeah. Can you convince him, Patrick, with the tears? You're on the Woods on Joy 94.9, and we'll be back with more of this chocolate goodness soon.
The Lost Dogs Home on Joy 94.9 presents Pets Allowed. Allowed. Join the Lost Dogs Home crew and friends for Pets Allowed, exploring all things animal from wet nose to wagging tail. Fridays from noon on Joy. News, views, interviews, advice and everything mice. Brought to you by Joy sponsor, the Lost Dogs Home. Pets Allowed on Joy. More fun than you can wag your tail at.
Houston, we have a problem. My wife has just left me for my sister.
At the Melbourne Queer Film Festival, we do movies differently. March 31 to April 11. For tickets, visit mqff.com.au.
Joy sponsor.
I spy with my Vista Eye something beginning with D. Doctor. Not only is Dr. Rick Wolfe at Vista Eyes one of Australia's most experienced eye surgeons, he's also internationally recognised, having spoken at numerous conferences all over the world. Dr. Wolfe has performed over 17,000 eye surgeries, including on his own friends, family and Vista Eyes staff. So you can see, you're in safe hands. I spy with my Vista Eye, your free appointment. Phone 1800 50 50 49.
Joy sponsor.
And if I can make you to the middle of this tightrope.
Hey, this is Matt Albert from San Francisco.
Well, then you can find a way to make it out here too.
You're listening to The Woods on Joy 94.9.
And if I can make you to the middle of this tightrope.
You are on The Woods, and we're talking about chocolate tonight.
Chocolate.
And we've inspired somebody to sign up.
Fantastic.
Gentlemen, shout out to Kerry from Bentley East, who's just signed up as a member.
Fantastic. Thank
you, Welcome
Kerry.
To the Joy family.
Well, welcome back.
We've had a message from the United Kingdom.
Oh, have we?
We have. Somebody I know in England who wants to know... Actually, it's my niece. She wants to know, is chocolate gay slang for something? Patrick, you must be having a very tempting, tantalizing voice there, maybe.
I don't have any idea.
I don't know what she's talking about. Do you, Robbie?
No, I'm not familiar.
No,
no. I'm clean and pure.
But when I think chocolate, I think of Easter, yeah?
Oh, I thought you were going to say sex.
No, I think of Easter. No. Yeah.
Yeah. Did you have any peculiar in your families? Did you have any peculiar kind of...
in my family? How much time we got?
Any unusual? Did you have any unusual Easter habits?
No. But I when I was a kid, because as I said earlier, I'm not really into the chocolate whole chocolate thing. So as a kid, I was one of those annoying kids that would get an Easter egg and save it for the whole year. And then actually have to throw it out because it was just would go revolting.
Grey.
Good
but
great.
You could have eaten it. Now we know.
Well, in fact,
you
it turned out my brother
it.
Would eat them and just return the foil to the back. He'd eat from the back and keep the foil there, giving the illusion of unspoiled, untouched Easter eggs. Until I opened it.
How disappointing.
And, I wasn't really that fussed, you know.
And did that translate into adult life, that you open things and they're not what they seem?
Not at all. No, I got through that.
What about you, Robbie? Did you have any family quirkies?
Not really. I mean, I do have very fond memories of doing the Easter egg hunt on the Sunday morning. I'd always wake up and there'd be a bunny in the bed next to me, and then like an Easter bunny. Like
why
a
is
chocolate
it?
Bunny.
Do you ever feel Fatal Attraction? Anyway, different.
Why is it whenever you have a? I reckon. Do you have this problem, Patrick? Whenever you talk about chocolate with anybody, but particularly in our community, it turns into innuendo and double entendre. Always.
No? I think you literally had a bunny in your bed.
Yeah, the chocolate bunny.
Oh, chocolate bunny.
Yeah, not a real one.
Oh, I'm thinking you meant Mr. Floppy Ears was in your bed or something.
No. That's a great length to go. So no, we'd wake up and the Easter bunny had dropped a bunny into the bed.
Oh,
and then
roll into that,
we would go into the Easter egg hunt. And I would always have this great sense of anxiety over making sure I'd found all the eggs. What if there were still eggs out there? And for the next few days,
that whole FOMO thing was hitting you at an early age.
What if I didn't get all of the eggs?
But what if it was like in your bed for a long time? Like,
and a hot night.
I mean,
I think the caretakers of the Easter Bunny made sure that
it wasn't in there for
It wasn't in there for too long before I woke up.
That would be a real challenge, like having had a kid, knowing that, you know, in the wee small hours is when they're most likely to wake up, especially when they're excited about something. That would be real skill.
I don't know. Good job, Mum and Dad.
My parents were a bit weird, actually. Uh-huh. They were quite advanced for their years because we didn't get chocolate at Easter. In fact, I'm not even sure if this conversation.
You got carrot.
I'm not even sure if this conversation is going to be relevant because we got 45s and EPs. My parents decided.
Sorry, you need to explain to some of the folk in the room.
What's
a 45?
What's a 45? Do you know what a 45 is, Robbie?
A very old band.
Oh dear. There's a sudden deterioration in the room.
So a 45 is like
RPM,
78.
Yep. 45 RPM yep. was a single, like when we in the days of records, or as you might know it, Robbie, vinyl.
Oh.
Not every vinyl not every vinyl was a big one. And my parents decided that rather than give us chocolate, sorry Patrick, they would give us 45s, or if we were really good, we'd get an EP, which is an extended play, which had two songs on each side.
You'd have to be very good for that, though, wouldn't you?
Had to be very, very good for
otherwise
that.
Otherwise, you'd get the 45 with a song on each side, B-side and an A-side.
Absolutely, just a 45.
So you had an Easter song.
We did. We had a song. And you know what? It was really bizarre because we didn't miss out. We didn't feel like we'd missed out because when the other kids had eaten their chocolate and scarfed it down and it was all missing, our 45s lasted for a long time.
They endured for the whole year.
Yeah, and then some.
A lovely story.
Yeah. I like the idea of giving something
healthy.
Chocolate's great, but you know, having a gift it lasts a lot longer.
Yeah.
Chocolate is healthy too.
It's very healthy.
Says a quiet voice from the back.
What's a healthy chocolate?
Well, it makes you happy if you eat. If you're sad and if eat chocolate, it makes you happy. If you are happy, it makes you more happy.
Why is that?
Release endorphins and things, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, because it's chocolate.
There's got to be a science behind it. That's a very simplistic approach,
Patrick. I actually know the thing, but I just can't translate it in English.
Well, say it in German.
Say it in German.
Oh, really?
Yeah, go on.
No, I can't say it now. I'm too nervous.
One of the other things, in fact, we do this in my workplace, is the hot cross bun.
Mm, yum.
You like a hot cross bun?
I love hot cross
buns. What's your view on
chocolate hot chip buns versus your traditional fruit. No. What do you have a view?
I'm not into the chocolate in the hot bun.
No, I think it's worth a look. I know they were talking about it on the show before us. They were talking about chocolate chip Easter hot cross buns. Mm. And I have to say that I do prefer the traditional fruit, but I'm not averse to a bit of chocolate in my hot cross
bun. And are you a hot one or a cold one?
Oh, toasted. It's got to be toasted, nice and crispy.
Nice.
Yeah. Or even microwaved. Butter on top. Like, whack it in the microwave for 10, 15 seconds.
That's actually pretty funny because in Austria we have something similar like this.
Yeah.
As brunch, we have an egg loaf. Like the same dough, like a hot cross bun.
And it's called egg loaf.
Yeah, and we actually serve it with a triple smoked ham and with some horseradish, fresh horseradish on the top, and eat this with colored eggs, which we make as well.
Yum.
And yeah, it's more savory, but that's what we have always in brunch.
So did you say colored eggs?
Yeah.
What would you color them with?
Oh, well, I did many actually this year for friends and for my work, where I work. You just boil the eggs first, and then you put them in hot water, boiling hot water, with some food color.
Right.
And then you put a little bit vinegar in it, just a normal vinegar, table vinegar.
Yeah.
And then you put the eggs in it. But you have to look that you have a lot of color in, that they get a beautiful, intense color. And you can color them in any colors you want.
Rainbow.
And then
Rainbow,
do you eat the boiled egg, or is it just decorative?
It's first for decoration, but also to eat. In Austria, they had a custom. They actually crash the eggs, so everyone has an egg in their hand, and they go to the next person who sit to you, and they crash the eggs together. And the one who has not a damaged egg, the one can take the other eggs away. So if you have a very strong egg with a very hard shell, then actually you could collect all the eggs.
Wouldn't it depend on how hard you hit them together?
Actually, there's a trick.
If
you have the egg proper in your hands, then you win always.
Because that's also a very big thing in the Greek community, isn't it? With Greek Easter, which I don't know if this year, if it's later, or sometimes it's because it's a moving feast, sometimes it's the same date, sometimes it's later in the year, but they certainly colour the eggs and boil the eggs.
Yeah.
That's part of their
tradition. It's a very European thing,
yeah.
We also, my mom had a tree outside. And we, I hope I say it now right, we blow the eggs out. So
put a pin prick in it and get the yolk.
Yeah, exactly.
The egg, maintain the shell.
And then we colour them as well. Uh-huh. And we put them outside in the tree.
Oh, okay, as a decoration?
Yeah, as a decoration.
So an egg tree.
So, yeah, and, you know, we got them beautiful colours and everyone could just be so creative than you wanted. But when I got age 16 and I tried to colour all the beautiful drag queens on, the faces, my mom said, well, Patrick, that's now enough.
We didn't have a talk.
Yeah, exactly.
We really should talk about that, Patrick.
Now, can I say something quick? Because I promised actually her as well, and I want to congratulate her to her birthday. It's one of the dining girls, Susie Rich. She has today birthday. And I want to say happy birthday, Susie. And I hope I see you three, Miss Candy and Rita and Susie soon again. I love them. And I promised them all chocolate cakes and this stuff.
You know who else has a birthday today? One of our Joy celebrities.
Oh, who's that?
Chris Snow from Q Country.
Ah.
Happy birthday, Chris.
Happy birthday. I make you a cake as well.
There we go.
You've got to stop offering me a cake.
Yeah, I just wanted to say.
And also, why haven't you offered me a cake yet?
Well, I already promised you a cake, but there is sometimes a waiting time, about 3 years or something.
I don't want a cake. I want chocolate balls. Thanks, Patrick.
Well, I can make you them as well. But it depends how much you donate for Joy.
Look, that's something that we definitely have to talk about, because I think that would be a real good money spinner. Because we'll post some pictures on the Woods
Facebook
page of some of the things that Patrick's made, because it's not obviously, you know, not this medium, but he's very clever.
I try.
It's beautiful
stuff.
Oh,
now I get red in my face.
The other thing with Easter, we did at my workplace, which I thought was interesting, was the Easter bonnet. We had like this morning tea with the hot cross buns. It's like, see who can create the most outrageous and funny Easter bonnet and win a prize. And I'm not a joiner. I don't join in. But what's the Easter bonnet? What's that about? Easter bonnet about? Anybody?
Patrick. Did you do a European thing? Did you do Easter bonnets on your Barbie dolls, Patrick?
I don't
know
that at all.
Oh, it's kind of very
Judy Garland and Bing Crosby. No, Judy Garland and Fred Astaire from Easter Parade. It's a movie, Robbie. It's a movie.
He's looking.
He's just watching my eyes glaze over.
No, there'd be
no
nothing
Easter
there.
Bonnet.
No. No, I've never really understood the Easter bonnet tradition. No. I wasn't exposed to it until I was an adult, and I thought, what on earth is this? And a lot of the time, it was you know, kids with ice cream buckets on their heads,
yeah,
and hot glue guns, and
a chocolate bear in a bonnet.
What has this got to do with me eating chocolate? I don't
get out of my way! Get out of my way! Get me the chocolate!
I don't want to have to earn it.
I'm a bit like that with the rabbit. I don't. If any of you guys actually, or if any of the listeners maybe have any idea, but I have never been able to work out what the hell does a rabbit have to do with anything.
A rabbit, a rabbit's supposed to
they don't
symbolize
lay eggs.
No, they don't lay eggs, but they symbolize creation and life, and I think it's just because they have a lot of kids, but they're sort of a symbol for
fertility.
Fertility, creation.
Well, there you go, you learn something every day. I never knew
do
that.
You remember Australia tried to railroad a few years ago with the Easter bilby?
That's right.
Yes. It never really took off, did it?
Oh, we used to bun for our nephews and nieces, the chocolate bilby. Doing our bit for the bilby population.
Yes. So for us foreigners,
I have to
bilby?
Tell you something very exciting. The first Easter I had in Australia, you know what I got from my mother-in-law, I could say, ex-mother-in-law? I got a chocolate wombat. I got a chocolate wombat, and I couldn't eat it.
I've never heard of a chocolate wombat.
My heart would break if I would eat it, so I gave it to someone else.
Sweet.
Yeah. But that was amazing because I never saw that, and I love wombats, so it's
at least
was
a
very
wombat's
cute.
Bigger than a bilby.
Oh. Have you noticed? I love the way Patrick says it. Can you say it again, a chocolate?
Wombat.
Because it sounds like he's saying wombat.
That's how you're hearing it. And so, look, a bilby, I've done my research. A bilby is like a rabbit or a bandicoot, and it's desert dwelling marsupial, and a member. Oh, I won't say that because it's too hard for me to say. but the technical, I'll give it a go. So it's. Part of the order of Permamelamorphia. There you go.
Permamelamorphia.
There you go.
Everybody's just a little bit brighter for that.
We're really glad of that.
We got a message in from Jeff in Richmond who says, hello to James and the guys.
Hi, Jeff.
Wonderful subject, all things chocolate.
Well, Jeff actually loves chocolate, and he's also a bit of an expert in chocolate. I know for a fact that he knows a lot about chocolate
stuff.
Does
he really?
He does, and he loves his chocolate. Thanks, Jeff. Good to know you're out there.
No worries. Stay with us, guys. You're on Joy 94.9 on The Woods.
Turn Good Friday into Feel Good Friday. Henley and Villawood Properties are auctioning off a new home for the Royal Children's Hospital Good Friday Appeal. They've been doing it for 23 years, and this year's auction is at the Trillium Community in Mickleham. The luxurious home is 48 squares and includes 4 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms, a library and theatre room. There's no reserve, and every cent goes to the Royal Children's Hospital. Find out more at gfacharityhouse.com.au.
A community service announcement supported by Joy.
Come to Joy 94.9 and tell your story. If you and your mates are same-sex attracted, gender diverse or allies, and you have something to say, then come be a part of Joy's Schools Out Loud project. You'll spend a day at Joy where you'll learn how to present, produce and edit your own podcast to be played on air. Plus, you'll get all the equipment you'll need to get started. And the best part? It's completely free for you and your school. For all the info, head to joy.org.au/schoolsoutloud.
At Joy 94.9, there are approximately 300 volunteers bringing you over 75 shows, 24 hours per day, 7 days a week. That's a lot of facts and figures to take in, but here's one more number for you to think about. 1-300-569-949. That's the number to call to talk to the Joy sales team about becoming a Joy sponsor. One phone call can get your business on air and online, reaching thousands of Joy listeners at a price you can afford. 1-300-JOY-949. That's 1-300-569-949.
Joy 94.9. Woof. Grr. Catch up or relive all the Woods has to offer. Listen to the Woods podcast online at joy.org.au or on iTunes or Stitcher. Joy 94.9.
I always feel like you're a little less and less into that every week.
You're listening to The Woods on Joy 94.9. It's Dean and Just James and Experienced Cub Robbie and the Delicious Patrick.
Experienced Cub Robbie? I like that better than the work experience.
I think that you are experienced now. Okay. I think you're beyond work experience.
Experienced Cub. I like that.
I like
What's he
it.
Experienced in?
We might have just evolved. I don't know.
In chocolate.
Text in and find out.
He knows a lot more about chocolate and Polly Murphy Loli Lulus that you were talking
or
about.
Or Bilby,
before.
As we prefer to call
it. Bilby.
It'd be remiss of us, as the Bears Show, not to talk about the fact that it is Dead Night, of course, on Saturday night.
It is.
So for Vic Bears members, or if you're not a member, you still go along.
Yeah. Of course. And they'll be launching the theme for this year's Southern Hibernation.
Yeah.
And what clues?
Everyone is welcome, of course. And I can't say a lot, but there are some sweet treats from me, which the Vic Bears and I will organize.
What are they?
Some sweet treats.
Some sweet treats from Patrick.
For say good again? Thing, sweet treats.
Oh.
Süßigkeiten. In German.
Salty chocolate balls, perhaps?
Well, similar things.
But sweet treats. If you come to Den Night, you could sample some of Patrick's sweet treats.
Yeah, exactly. Of course, for a little donation. Because we want to do something fabulous with our club and want to support other people as well. So come in and see what we do. It will be a lot of fun. And we just saw on our website, actually, a person who said he's too shy to come, too nervous. And I just can't say to everyone who feels alone and lonely, come over. Mm. It will be a lot of fun and we don't bite just when you ask.
But Den Night is a great night to come along, join in, maybe meet some new people.
Yeah, it's a little bit more, comfortable, a quiet night where you have good conversations and chats and see all the people.
And if you are coming along and you don't know somebody, you could always approach one of the Vic Bears committee members.
Yeah, of course. The Vic Bears committee members and everyone who has a Vic Bear tee on, or just come to me. I will be there around as well and introduce you to other people. And to be honest, just pop in into a group and start to talk. I'm pretty sure they're all very happy to see new faces, and it's a real good night for making new friends.
And in case you're wondering how you'll spot Patrick, it's very, very easy. Patrick will be the one in the leather sash that says Mr. Vic Bears 2016.
True.
Because he never takes it off.
That's true. I have a sash rash already.
Sash rash now, pash rash later.
And, of course, the guys are launching Southern Hibernation 2016 on the night. Yeah. That's a bit exciting.
It's so exciting. And, I'm as a member and as Mr. Wickbeer, I'm so proud of my club because they really work so much and they just try to make everyone happy, the young people, the older people. It's just amazing and try to get new people in and what they do for work. They really work so hard. And, they all have other jobs as well.
Yeah.
So they do this all for free at a free time. Because they love to do something for the community and for our club.
And Southern Hibernation is a terrific event. I mean, I have to say, it's something I don't think I've missed a Southern Hibernation in 10 years.
So that's coming up in June. But before June, we've got the 20th anniversary, which we were hearing about last week from Rob Cam and Phil Webster.
Yeah, and before actually the anniversary, the Vic Bears have an event, which is on the 1st of April.
Uh-huh.
It's a camping weekend to the Kennet River, which would be very interesting, especially for newcomers who really would go and try something new and see some nice bears.
So, some bears in the wild.
Yeah, exactly. And what is better to see the bears in the nature?
It's a big weekend it's a big weekend for entertainment because Wolf's on this weekend as well, isn't it? On Sunday afternoon.
What's a Wolf?
Wolf Party is a dance party that goes on and regularly. It's kind of run every couple of times a year, I think. It's run in Sydney. It's run in Melbourne. It's even run in the States. It's the guy that runs it is a Sydney man, and he puts it on in America
as well. And it's just for bears, cubs, and
it's for
Irish.
Anybody that wants to go, but it's a boys only. It is men only. And there's things like you can't wear aftershave, and it's got that whole butch blokey. And the recovery afterwards, the recovery party
you
is...
You can't wear aftershave?
No, you can't.
I did not know about that.
They used to have a door door bitch. So they
really?
This, yeah, and the idea behind the door bitch was she'd sniff people out and not let them in if they were wearing
aftershave.
No, it absolutely. It was verboten. Sorry, that's really badly pronounced, Patrick. I apologise for that.
Verboten.
Verboten. It was forbidden. You couldn't wear it. But the recovery from Wolford, the Wolf's Gedders Lane, I think, this week, and the recovery's at the Laird from 10 p.m. Wolf goes on, I think it starts around 4 o'clock. Tickets for sale at Man House.
It's on Sunday.
It's on Sunday afternoon.
So do Easter Sunday lunch with fans.
You have a really big weekend.
Don't do the chocolate till Monday. I'd be saving the chocolate till Monday.
If you have a chocolate coma on Monday.
If you possibly can, yeah. And recovery at the Laird from 10 p.m.
But how wonderful, 4 whole days off in a row. For those of us who do get days off, I know some people have to work, but if you're not working, yeah. Sleep in.
Patrick's the only one in this room that has to work the weekends.
I work always.
I know.
If I'm not working as a pastry chef or chef, I work as Mr. Wickbeer. Going out and having party.
That's not work.
Working off the chocolate that you've eaten.
Yeah, true. Well, I have already a whole chocolate bar underneath my bed to eat. Always during the night when I get hungry, I just put my hands down underneath the bed and eat my chocolate. It's really, someone said to me, "Serious, Patrick, and you always say you want to lose weight. That's not the way it goes because of chocolate underneath the bed."
But don't you have two kind of fur babies in your house?
Yeah, they are sometimes a bit trouble because Sebastian and Charles, the little dogs from my housemates, they always eat my chocolate.
I thought dogs couldn't eat chocolate. Isn't
Well, it is, but they do it.
Oh.
They eat everything, but I love them. I love them dearly. But can I say something about the anniversary for the Wheat Bears?
Absolutely.
The 20th anniversary for the Wheat Bears, which is at the 22nd of April, will be fabulous. I heard so many things, not everything, but many things which I already say I have to go. Well, I have to go because I heard I am on stage, but I don't know yet what to do. But they have a surprise.
You heard it here first,
but
folks.
They are already working so hard for it, and it will be a lot of fun and a lot of old faces, you know, which was very popular. And
yeah, we heard last week about the drag bears, or the bear drag, I think, is coming back.
Absolutely. So I've got my tickets. I can't wait.
Yeah.
Great.
How do we get our tickets, Patrick?
You can go to the Wheat Bears Facebook site, and these are the Man House, and then, yeah. Come and join. It will be a lot of fun. I hope I said everything.
Just you did.
Yeah. I was a bit nervous. There are too many sexy men in the studio.
Yes, we have that issue often with our guests, don't we?
It's such a trial. It's so hard. We carry on.
It's a hard life. Somebody has to be this beautiful.
Let's go to some ads and we'll come back. We'll say goodbye.
Yeah.
And then we'll play another song about chocolate because all our music's been about chocolate tonight.
Every single track.
But we've saved the best till last.
Absolutely.
We'll hear that right after this. You're on Joy 94.9.
Get out of the daily rut with a non-stop LOL fest at the Melbourne Queer Film Festival.
Joy presents a comedy shorts package, a collection of 8 short films to keep you uplifted.
For a taste, in the first session, two women attempt to repair their relationship with the help of an unconventional therapist and the healing power of a mango.
In Pipe Dream, a young teenager struggling with performance anxiety turns to his gay dads for sex advice.
And in Clown Service, a heartbroken woman played by Tig Notaro is desperate for a brighter mood and enlists the services of a travelling party clown.
That and much more in the MQFF Comedy Shorts, 8 p.m. on Friday the 8th of April at Acme.
Tickets selling fast, so head to mqff.com.au to book now.
Comedy Shorts, presented by Joy 94.9.
Your voice, your radio station.
Joy 94.9 announced our major prize giveaway as part of our 94 Days of Summer membership promotion. And it's a big one. If you signed up or renewed your membership within the period, or do so from now until March 31, you have the chance to win this whopper of a prize thanks to Joy sponsor Stan Cash with the support of TCL. You could be walking away with not one, but two awesome TCL televisions. Starting with a 55-inch TCL ultra-high-definition curved 3D Android smart TV with built-in Harman Kardon speakers valued at $2,299. Plus, a TCL 32-inch high-definition TV valued at $329, including 3 years warranty. Head to joy.org.au now to sign up or renew your membership for your chance to win. Joy 94.9 thanks the ongoing support of our long-time sponsor, Stan Cash. Visit them at 530
1935 Geelong Road, Brooklyn. Stan Cash, great service, always cheaper.
Stan Cash, the cowboy, he looks after you.
StanCash.com.au.
Joy 94.9. Woof. Grr.
You are on the woods on Joy 94.9, and that has been our show.
Chocolate stuff.
What a fantastic chocolate ride it's been.
It was beautiful.
I can't believe it's over.
And no, not a skerrick of chocolate in the studio. Any quick tips about looking after your chocolate before we go, Patrick?
Well, just enjoy your chocolate. Soft, hard, doesn't matter. Just enjoy the chocolate. And don't forget the fruits for chocolate fondue. It's really nice.
Oh,
and
fondue, yeah.
Everyone who can't cook, learn cooking, because love goes through the stomach.
Why are you
get every
at,
man,
why are you looking
every
at me?
Woman.
Why are you looking at me when you
I'm not looking at you. It's just because you always look at me and I have looked back.
So the weight of every man's heart is through his stomach.
Yeah, that's the right.
Every bear's
that's the right
heart,
saying.
Especially.
That's true. Yeah, and you know, to get the bears, you always need sweets.
Big thank you to you, Patrick. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. Dean, what's coming up on the Cheap Seats?
On the Cheap Seats tonight, we travel to Cleveland, where we attend a panel discussion on transgender identity.
Oh, that sounds good.
Sounds very interesting.
Excellent.
I like that one.
And we're going out with another song about chocolate.
Of course. Kylie Minogue.
By the Kylie Minogue.
The bears love Kylie and the bears love chocolate.
Absolutely.
So till next week, this has been The Woods.
See you guys.
Bye.
Joy 94.9. Woof. Grr.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.